point of the side of the Mizbeach, no, it means on the top of the Mizbeach. You have to sprinkle the dam, all seven of them on top of the Mizbeach. Aguf of the Mizbeach, the Tziv, who gets them as Shemayim Latoya. Shrashi, Aguf of the Mizbeach, Al Gagra, on the top of the Mizbeach. O my Lashin Tirui, Al Shem Shemetayru Mafana Akteris, She Nisraf Ola Baboykim, the Chaysayo Eloch Yelech, O Mazze Al Mokim Hagiloi, Kid of Tziv, who gets them as Shemayim Latoya, Kamalator. In other words, you have to clean out the top part of the Mizbeach to get a clean place there, and you mazze the dam on the clean place of the Mizbeach itself. That's what the pasuk means. But all seven zrikas were done on the top of the Mizbeach. Tir Rosh Mizbeach means a clean portion on the top of the Mizbeach. So that's the terrace. Therefore, we never find a zrikas adam that half of it is on the bottom part of the Mizbeach and half on top. So therefore, the korban atomic, even though the Torah gave the hekesh to chatis, and that's why the second Zrika were doing two Zrikas, like a Chatis, but both those Zrikas have to be Lamata, on the bottom part of the Mizbeach. Because since the first Zrikas of the Korban Ola was done Lamata, who are then the last two also has to be Lamata? We never have a Korban that half the Zrikas are Lamala and half are Lamata. For the Gemara now, my Shana, the Yoy of Ola Bereshom, for the Yoy of the Chatis. Look good, you have a Hekesh now, that a Korban Atomet has two Dinim to it. It's a Korban Ola, but there's also a Din Hekesh to a Korban Chatis. So what are we saying? First go and do the korban oila, do one zrika at the first corner that hits both sides, and then you go to the other side and do two separate zrikas. So we're doing first the ma'isa oila, and then the ma'isa chatis. But the Gemara, how do you know that? Maybe first do the ma'isa chatis, and then do the ma'isa oila. Hey, it's ma'ishna the yoy of oila b'resha. First you're doing one zrika to one corner, for ho the yoy of the chatis, and then you do two zrikas. Ne'isa b'resha the chatis. Maybe first do the two zrikas on the two sides to be yoy to the din chatis. For the nace of the Eilah. And then you do the korban Eilah, the one Zrika at the corner. And the Gemara Parshim, Kivan the Eilah, since the korban atomic is a korban Eilah, that's the Ikra of the korban, he kodma Bereisha. That's the Svav Shita. First you have to do the Zrika al Soteris Eilah. Therefore, you first to come to the Mizrachas Svainis, Mizrachas Dreimus, and you first come to the Mizrachas Dreimus, you make one Zrika here, and this one Zrika goes on both sides. That's called Achash Yishtayim, like a Korban Oila. And then you go to the other side, Dremis Mizrachis, and then you do the Maisa of the Chatas. For the Gemara now, O Maishna Diyoyiv Mizrachis Svainis, O Marovis Dremis. How come these are the two corners that we put the Zrikas Adam in? First we do the Mizrachis Svainis, and then we do the Marovis Dremis. How come these two? Why not the opposite two? Nasev Dremis Mizrachis, let's do Dorim Mizrachai, for Hodat Svainis Marovis. And then do Tzvenis Marovis. You do the opposite corners. And the Gemara Amri tells it like this. Oila Tuna Yisoid. The carbon oila, the Zrika Saddam, had to be on the side, on the corner, that has the Yisoid to it. The Yisoid, about the foundation of the Mizbeach, came out of Nama. On most sides of the Mizbeach, the bottom foundation came out of Nama, it went up in Nama, then it went indention in Nama, then it went up again. So that bottom Am was called the Yisoid. Now the Korban Oila, the Zrika has to be on the Yisoid that has the Yisoid, because the Dam has to drip down to the Yisoid. Now, Oila Tuna Yisoid, the Karen Dreimis, Mizrachas the Hebele Yisoid. That corner, the Mizrachas Dreimis, does not have a Yisoid. Therefore you can't make a Zrika on the Dreimis Mizrachas. Therefore the Zrikas had to be on the opposite corners, so you had to do the other ones. You had to do the Mizrachis Svainis, and you had to do the Marovis Dreimis. But you can't do the Dreimis Mizrachis, because that did not have a Yisoid. For the Gemara now, Maishna Diyoye Bereisha Mizrachis Svainis, how come first we put on the Mizrach Tzofen side, how come we do it first on this corner here, for Hod the Marovis Dreimis, and then we go to the Mar of Durham side, and the Gemara, for the Markasha, Nesa Bereisha Marovis Dreimis, why don't you first walk to the other side? And do the Ma'isoila on the Marovis Dreimis side, on the west-south side. For Hoda Mizrachis Svainis. And then you go to the east-north side. And it's the Gemara, Kivan the Yomamar, since we learned that Kol Pinoi Sha'ata Poina, Lo Yehei Ela Darach Yamin, whenever you're walking someplace and you have to turn, always turn right first. You always give cover to your right side first. Therefore, the Mizrach Bereshim, Behu Poga. Therefore, when you walk up the Mizbeach, the plank of the Mizbeach was all the way on the Durham side. So you used to walk up the plank here. When you walk up the plank, if you make a right turn, that's the Mizrachis. So you reach this corner first, that's why this corner you had to come first. You walked up the Mizbeach here, and the right turn, you come to the Mizrach side. That's why the Mizrach Droimis, that was the first Zrika you made. That was the first corner you would meet. Mizrach Sfernis here. The Gemara, Umimai Deboilahu, to come Rachmona Ovid Lei Maisachatis. How do we know this Hekashir is telling us that the Korban HaTomid, the Oila, has a Din Chattis to it? How do we know to learn out the Din Chattis applies to the Korban HaTomid? The Dilma may be just the opposite way. The Dilma, the Chattis, who to come Rachmona, Ovid Bo Maisa Oila. Maybe the Pasuk is saying that this Chattis we're talking about, the Chattis has a Din Korban Oila to it. A Korban Oila, even the Korban HaTomid, is always a regular Korban Oila. You make the regular only Shtayim Shem Arba. Either the Pasuk has a Hekish, maybe the Hekish goes that the Korban Chattis has a Din Korban Oila on it. Now the Gemara Lo Yisak about it, that you can't say. The Pasuk says, Al Oila HaTomid Yasev Niskoi, is my Kama Rachmona, Midi De Chattis Shadiya Oila. It says, Al Oila HaTomid Yasev Niskoi, means the Korban HaTomid should be done like that one, like the Korban Chattis. So the Pasuk is saying that take the Din Chattis and put it upon the Korban HaTomid. That's Pasuk Shot in the Pasuk. Shash Lo Yisak Rebbe Siv, Lachatis Al Oila. It says, Lachatis Al Oila. Mashma, the Din Chattis twice goes upon the Korban Oila, on the Korban HaTomid, and not the opposite way around. Therefore, it's good, that's where we dashin. That's where Shimon Ben Ishmitzvah's Joshua to say that you have to, by this Korban HaTomid, it has two dinim to it. First, it has a Zrika like a Korban Oila, you do a Shtayim, Shem, you do Acha Shem Shtayim, one Zrika that goes on two sides, and the other corner, there you have to make two separate Zrikas like a Maisa Chattis. But it's not awesome. Learn the Mishnah in Tomit. Omar lehem amamuna. The morning used to say, "So behaviyo tle mileshkas beis atloyim." Go in the morning. You have to be in korban atomid. Go find yourself a tle, a little sheep. Go find yourself mileshkas beis atloyim from this room called mileshkas beis atloyim. That's what used to have the sheep. Shashi amuna means who askan. Behaviyo l'tomid mileshkas atloyim. Show you atloyim shom. Mubukarim all checked out already. Kiratnan. And poischim mishisha tloyim hamuvukarim belishkas atloyim. You always had to have at least six tloyim checked out already to be used. Can't have less than six. So that's what the mamun used to say. Go to the lishkas beis atloyim. For the more about the lishkas atloyim hoiso the miktsoya tzvenis marovis. Aye, this room where they have the tloyim was on the north west side. The arba lishkas hayisham, and there were four different lishkas there. Achas was lishkas atloyim. That was one true. The Yachas Lishkas Achasomis, they used to keep the receipts they had there. The Yachas Lishkas Beis HaMukhid, once was time where they keep the Eitzim for the burning of the fire. The Yachas Lishkas Shoysim Bo Lechem upon him. And one was Lishkas, they made the Lechem upon him. Shrashi Baloi, Kimoi Varehi B'mokim Pleni. Now, Sari Yes Nakasha is just explaining to tell us where that room was. You know where that room was, where had the Tloyim, was near these four rooms altogether. The Miktsoye was Svenis Marovis, Shel Beis HaMukhid. Show you Traklin God was a big room there. For you must seek him by Madurus Gderlis. They had a lot of fires going on there. Lizchamim Shoma Kahanim. There the Kahanim would heap themselves up. Shochim Yechofim Aritzpas Azorim. Shohoya Shoshayis. They used to walk barefoot the whole day because they couldn't have a chafitza between their feet and the floor. And the floor was made out of marble, so it was very cold. So they used to get cold. So they went into the special room called the Lishkas Beis HaMukhid. It's not a room stand to keep the wood for the Baruchis. But a special bias, there was always a fire there. And there were rooms opening up one to the other. Psuchas the tracting, katan the kamon. The arba lishkoyes hayishon. There were four different rooms there. But dalan hamiktsoyes, hachas lishkas tloyim, and that was one. Then another one was lishkas chesomis. Shemenichin shom chesomis lakev solos siltois. On the schayim min amigdish bedomin, katan the sefta shkolim. That we had a Masechta Shkolim, Dalad Chesamus Hoyed Amigdosh, where Yekosav Aleyim Egel Gedi Zorcha Choytem, Veit Simone Kevis V'yayil, you went to buy, you're in the Sokka from the Gizbor, you went to one Gizbor, you gave him the money, and he gave you a receipt, and you took the receipt, and you went to another Gizbor, and he would give you the actual flour and the yayin. So that was a special Lishka where they had the Chesamus there. So the kids in this corner, they have these four Lishkois, so it's good, so you used to tell the Mamuna, the Skan, you used to tell the Kayin, go and get yourself a tlip. The Demara Minu, have a kasha now. Arba lishkoyis hoyu lebeis hamukid. There were four different rooms for the beis hamukid where they had the fire going the whole time to keep the kahanim warm. Tiktuniyos, like a small room, Apsuchas Atraklin, opening up into a big room. Shtayim Bakoidish, two of these rooms were in, opened up into the Beis Hamikdash, had Kedusha to it. Ushtayim Bechol, and two of them, like were opening up outside, was like Chol, did not have Kedusha to it. Veroshe Pisposin Mavdilin, Bein Koidish to Chol. And like Rashi says, Veroshe Pisposin means, Chatichas Eitzim, there were pieces of wood, Mavdilin Lesimin, they were put there for a sign, Bemokim Hamavstik Bein Koidish to Chol. In the dividing point between the part that's in the Azara that has Kedusha, to the part of the room that's outside the Azara that does not have any Kedusha. So the Gemara says, "Mahe hoyu mishamshes." What did they do with these four rooms, these four lishchois? Ma'arov is deroimis. He's the southern west side. He hoysa lishchot tli korban. The way the Bach says, it should be tli a korban, tloi korban. That was the room where they put aside the tloyim for the korban hatomid. So this is going to be the kasha. Here it says, where was that room for the tloi korban? Was on the ma'arovis deroimis. And before we had it, Muna told him, go to the Tle, go get a Tle Melishkas Beis HaTloyim. And the Gemara the year before said, Hoysa B'mitzoya Tzvoynis Marovs. He was on the north west side. And here we're saying, it was on the south west side. This is going to be the stereo. Where exactly was that room where they kept the Tloyim? Then the Gemara says, and another room there was Dremis Mizrochis. He's the south east side. He Lishcha Shoyi Oysen Bo Lechem upon him. That was the room where they used to make the lechem upon him. And Mizrochis Tzvoinis, the east north side, Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Bo Gonzu Beit Chashmonoi Avnei Mizbech, that's the room where the Beit Chashmonoi hid the Avnei, the stones of the Mizbech, Sheshiksum Malchei Ovdi Kechovim, that the Goyim uprooted it. Rashi says, Sheshiksum Malchei Ovdi Kechovim means, Shehektiru Oleho Lavoides Kechovim. As the Greeks, they used it to mimakter for their avodah zarah on it. The midrash katoni belishchas atloyim shubimarov adroimis. But I call upon this the kasha. Here it says, where was this lishchas room where they kept the tloyim? It was marovas adroimis. And before we learned, it was tzvoinis marovas. And Moravita says that tzvoinis marovas. What was the room that was on the tzofen on the north west side? Bo yordan lebeis atfila. That was the room that used to go down to the Beis HaTfilah. So I call upon him, this is the stereo, and the Gemara is asking now, where exactly was that room, the Lishka, where they kept it tloyim? All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're up to, we'll start over again, Tes Vov Omed Beis. And near the bottom part, the three quarters down. Start again, Tanan Hosam. We learned over there, Mishnah in Tomid. That Omalhem Hamamuna, the one that was appointed to take care for the, Rashi says, who Asgan, he was Asgan, the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol, he used to take care of the Korban HaTomid in the morning, and he used to say, Tzu v'heviyu tle milishchas beis hatloim. Go and get an animal, go bring a tle, a small sheep, for the Korban HaTomid. So Rashi, v'heviyu l'tomid, yemilishchas hatloim, and he used to tell them, bring it from the lishchas hatloim. Rashi shoya tloyim shom uvukorim kritnan ein poichsin mishisha tloyim ham uvukorim balishkas hatloyim. He always had at least six animals ready to be used for the korban hatomid that was checked out beforehand. So now the Mishnah over there, the Gemara says now, v'haloi lishkas hatloyim hoiso b'miktsoya tzvoynis marovis. V'haloi, Rashi says, kumoy means to say, v'rehi b'mokim ploini. The Gemara is explaining where exactly it was. Where was this lishka? Where was this room that they had the tloyim? That was the miktsoya tzvoynis marovis. That was on the north west side. That was on the top right side, the north marov side. The arbol lishchoyis hoyishom, and there were really four rooms there, one next to another. Like we'll see later, this was on the big Beis Hamoikad. The whole big like room was called the Beis Hamoikad, and on all four corners of it, they had four small rooms. Each one was called a separate lishka. So this lishka on the Dorim, Marav side, that was the one where they had, on the Tzvoinis, on the Tzofen Marav side, on the north, west side, that's where they had this room to keep the Tloyim in. Now, the Abol Lishchoyes Hoyeshon, there were four rooms there. Achas Lishchas HaTloyim, one room they kept the Tloyim, the animals for the Korban HaTomid. The Achas Lishchas HaChasumis,
One was the room where they had the receipts. If you wanted to buy from the Beis Hamikdash flour or shemen for your mincha, for your karbonis, you used to pay money and get a receipt. That was called the chesonis. The achas lishchas Beis Hamikdash. One was a small room where they had the fire burning the whole time to keep the kahanim warm, since they used to walk barefoot on the marble floor. The achas lishcha she'oisin bo lechem aponim. And one room there they used to use to make the lechem aponim. That were these four rooms. So Rashi says, b'miktsoyat tzvoynis marovis, shobesh hamoikat, of this big room where they had the fire there, that softened the north west side, shohoya traklin godel, it was a very big room there, v'yumasikim boy meduros gdolos, in this big room they had a lot of fires there, lischanim shomakanim, shochim yichofim arispas azor v'shoya shoshayish, v'yumiktsoyseh lishchas psuchos tiktumyos, psuchos l'traklin. That was this big room, in the middle they had a lot of fires, and on the sides of it, on all four corners, they had small rooms, small lishchois there. So it's saying now, this lishcho, where they had the tloyim, was on the tzvoynis marovis, on the northwestern side. That's what it says in the Stam Mishneh Mesechta Tomit. Vayet lishchos chasomis, that's where they got the receipts. And the Rashi lishchos beis hamukid, Rashi says, lishcho ketano, shekruye beis hamukid, uvsucho le beis hamukid agodol. That was a small room that was opened up into the big room where they had the big fire. And another room there was shoyisim balechem aponim shobeis gormoi oisin shom meis lechem aponim shoyushom. And then the beis hamuked psucha lo was opened up. Or this goes on next. So the kitzur what we have so far is the stam mishnah in tomei that says these four lishchois, which lishcha, which room that they had the tloim in, they had it in the tzvoynis marovis on the northwest side. For the gemara minu, I have a kasha from you now. I have a kasha from the mishnah in midos. That there it says, Abo lishchoyis hoyu lebeis hamukid. Hey, this big room, the Beis Hamukid, had on the four corners of it had four small rooms. Kiktuniyais have suchas letrakten, like a small room opening up into a big palace, into a big room. Now shtayim bakodesh, out of these two rooms, two of these were like on the left side, was more towards Durham side, was bakodesh, was in the azar, it had kedusha. Ushtayim bakhoil. And two of them on the right side, on the southern side, it was outside the Azara, it was Bechul, was not in the Mokum Kodesh. The Rosh Pisposim Mavdilin Ben Kodesh Bechul. And they had pieces of sticks in between to divide up to know exactly where the Azara starts, where it's Kodesh, and where it's outside, where it's only Chul. Umahoye Mishamshais, what did they use with these four Lishchais, these four rooms, what did they do with them? So it says like this in the Mishnah in Midas, that Marov is Dreimus. On the west-south side, he hoisa lishchois tlei korban. This was the room that they had the tloy and the animals for the korban atomid. This is the stira. Here it says it was what? It was the marovus droimis. It was on the west-south side. And before in the Mishnah Tomid it says it was on the west-north side. This is the stira. Vaita. Now here Midas explains all four corners. The next corner was